A new bronze sculpture of Iditarod co-founder Joe Reddington Sr. was unveiled at Reddington High School in Kinnick on Friday. The ribbon-cutting ceremony was held the day before signups for the 2018 Iditarod race. Alaska Public Media's Henry Leisha has more.
Representatives from the Iditarod Trail Committee, assembly members from the Mat-Su Borough, and the Reddington family hold pieces of red ribbon in one hand and giant novelty scissors in the other. Behind them looms a bronze statue of a tireless dog team and their tenacious musher. Patrick Garley, a bronze sculptor from Palmer, spent about a year and a half making this life-size sculpture of Joe Reddington Sr. and his seven-dog team. Reddington, a dog musher who ran a kennel in Kinnick, co-founded the Iditarod with Dorothy Page. The sculpture was made possible through Alaska's Percent for Art program, which sets aside 1% of the construction costs for new or renovated public buildings for site-specific artwork. This isn't the first time that Garley has sculpted the father of the Iditarod. Last year, Garley created a new Joe Reddington Sr. trophy for the winner of the Iditarod. He says the most difficult part about these sculptures is capturing the dogs.
People here really know their dogs, so they're going to expect they will spot any inconsistencies.
Saturday marked 18 years since Reddington passed away. Iditarod CEO Stan Hooley says he hopes this statue will cement Reddington's legacy for the next generation.
But more importantly, I'm hopeful they will develop enough of an understanding of his life and that they make a connection with his undying spirit and his ability to pursue a dream, even when others had a lot of doubt.
During the ceremony, Mat-Su Borough Mayor Vern Halter presented a $25,000 check from the borough to the Iditarod Trail Committee. Hooley says the funding will provide crucial resources for trail maintenance.
We create a trail every year, and some of the underbrush has grown to a point where it's impossible when you don't get 6 feet of snow to lay it down adequately enough to go over the top of it.
2 out of the last 3 years, the Iditarod has moved the restart to Fairbanks from its traditional location in Willow due to a lack of snow. Mayor Halter says he hopes this funding could help keep the Iditarod in the Mat-Su Valley.
The thinking was if they could get some of this brush and tough stuff out, even in smaller, lower snow years, we could restart the race in the valley, in the borough. And that's a big deal for us, you know, not only because of the history of Joe Sr. in the race, but for businesses. You know, we have a lot of lodges and a lot of things revolve around the Iditarod.
Several members of the Reddington family were at the ceremony. The founder's great-granddaughter, Ellen Reddington, will be attending the high school in the fall. She will be the first family member to enroll in the school. 3 of Joe Reddington Sr.'s grandchildren, Robert, Ryan, and Ray, were among the 52 mushers that signed up for the 2018 Iditarod over the weekend. Registration for the race closes December 1st. For Alaska Public Media, I'm Henry Leisha.